Darren Fuzzard from Mount Alexandershire. Connor Sitatu, which is actually Irish for how you doing, because you told me you went to a Celtic festival on the weekend.
That's right, Rob. I missed half of that intro, but yes, we did. Fantastic festival down in Port Arlington, put on by the City of Geelong and others. It was, very well done, Robert.
Ah, very good, very good. All righty, well, let's get back to stuff that's happening in our local shires. And first up, you can help shape the future of Campbell's Creek Recreation Reserve. How can one go about helping?
Yes, Robert. So it is a very much loved spot in the shire, I must say, both for sporting and general recreation purposes, and lots of different uses there as well, Robbo. So we've already been doing some work on this with the community and the reserve user groups over the last 12 or 18 months or so, finding out what do they think we could do to improve that facility. But it's come to that point where we've put all of those ideas into a draft master plan, and what people can do is give us their thoughts back on whether or not we've captured all of the right things in that master plan, Robbo. So we've got improvements to the netball courts, which we know have been pursued for a long time. We've got an extension to the pavilion, with new public toilets, which are desperately needed. They're going to improve the landscaping there, makes better connections to the reserve from the town centre, and also make some improvements to the playgrounds and lots of other things as well, Robbo. But there's quite a few different elements to that draft master plan that we've put in, and we'd really love to know what people think about it. So when people want to get involved in that one, we do have an information session on at Campbell's Creek Primary School. That's on tomorrow from 3 p.m. until 4 p.m. But as always, if people can't make it to that, they can bring us up and have a chat with the staff about it, but also have a look on our Shape Mount Alexander website, which is shape.mountalexander.vic.gov.au, and you can give us your feedback online if you prefer.
Okay. Now, the health and wellbeing bus, Peggy, has hit the road. Who came up with the name?
It was one of the staff, Robbo, and I can't quite remember the story, but yes, it was it was something that meant something to someone, as it often does.
Oh,
I cannot for life me think what that was.
That's beautifully told, Darren. Oh, that's just really pulls at the heartstrings.
Yes, well, the Celtic Festival and all, Robbo, I learned how to tell great stories, obviously, over the weekend.
Yes, indeed.
No, should have stayed home.
Yeah.
So,
but Peggy's out and about.
So Peggy is out and about, and this is actually a fantastic story, Robbo, because it's a bus that with the assistance of the state government, we were able to purchase. And then with the great help of a number of volunteers, able to put out onto the road to allow people who can't get there in any other ways to go to the Guru Wanyara Wellbeing Centre in Kangaroo Flat from within our shire. So that, as everybody knows, that's just a fantastic facility and includes, among many other things, it's got accessible change room, it's got lift access to the health club, and it's got a gradual ramp entry into the large warm water pool. So all of the things that you need if you do have some physical challenges to be able to go and enjoy sport, they're all dealt with at Guru Wanyara Wellbeing Centre, and so too Peggy, our new community bus, which is our first wheelchair accessible bus for our services. So a big thank you, Robbo, to the volunteers who are helping us run that incredibly important program, and to remind everybody, the bus service operates at the moment on Mondays and Fridays. And it travels, it's a return trip between Castlemaine and Guru Wanyara Wellbeing Centre in Kangaroo Flat. And the cost is $5 per person. And if you have a carer, they can travel free of charge. The only thing is, it's not a huge bus, so spaces are limited on it. So if you want to use that facility on Mondays and Fridays, all the details are on our mountalexander.vic.gov.au website.
Okay. And finally, get together in the square. This is the message from council. Tell us more.
Yeah, I've mentioned this one a little bit previously, Robbo, but the time is nigh for the Village Square, which has been our pop-up outdoor venue in Frederick Street, Castlemaine. We've had lots of gigs and film screenings and dance workshops and lots of other creative events there, as well as it just being a place for people to hang out. It was always a temporary arrangement, and this Saturday we are going to formally say farewell to the Village Square. So we've got a bit of a party on from 5:30 until 9 p.m. on Saturday, and we've got things starting at the Village Square, but they finish at Mechanics Lane and the Fee Broadway Theatre, and we'll have entertainment from DJs, and as well as we've got a screening inside the Fee Broadway Theatre, and then we've got some more performances by a couple of bands there as well. We've also got food and beverages available, so get along to that one, as well as it will be the opportunity for us to launch the second version of what we call our Get Lost program, which is, this second version is an online directory of arts, culture and the creative industries that we've got across the Shire, which, as you know, Robbo, is immense. So keep an eye out on that one. Keep an eye out for the Get Lost website, which is www.getlost.org.au for more details.
Okay. Hey, Darren, fantastic. Have a great week, mate, albeit a short one, which is even better. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks very much, Roy.
Good on you. Bye. Darren Fuzzard from Mount Alexander Shire on the Wake Up Call.